pretty tough year, obviously. It's there's things we have to address if we want to start being successful, and it needs to start now. It's not fun packing your stuff up this early.
What kind of things would you like to see addressed?
You get down to specifics. As a team, we need to battle a lot harder. This year we were really a team that wasn't hard to play against. Until we become one, we're not going to turn around.
As a 23-year-old, you're going to be possibly one of the older defensemen here after Erhoff and Sakara with Pesek and Weedle and maybe McNabb. I mean, you have to grow up fast, it seems like.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of leadership that can be brought into this room coming into next year. And, it's not just going to happen. It's going to take some work this off season to get guys to be where they need to be, mentally, and to hold each other accountable, I think, is going to be very important going into next year.
As you approach your off season now, do you feel maybe you've learned a valuable lesson from last year?
We'll see. Time will tell. It's all going to determine what happens this summer with every guy in the room. Each guy needs to make sure they take the time to not only physically prepare, but get themselves ready mentally to be committed to turning this around.
Would you spend more time here with Doug, or maybe more time where you are, wherever you're going to be with a trainer, or how are you going to approach the offseason? First, you got to get healthy with your foot, but after that's done.
I'll be spending some time here. Obviously, we'll be working with a trainer out west, but I'll be coming in a few times to get some work in with it.
The weight issue, obviously, we've talked about before, is tough for you and your friend. How much better in your mind is your conditioning going to be next year, going for an 82 game season, compared to maybe where it was the start of this year?
I don't think the weight is necessarily what's going to get me more conditioned coming into the season. It's going to be a matter of just doing the program as hard as I can, whether that means obviously I don't want to lose weight, but I don't think it's necessarily gaining too much weight. I want to make sure I don't lose any quickness. Skating's a big part of my game, and I don't want gaining weight to affect that. So it's just a matter of, I think diet's going to be a really big thing for me.
How difficult is it, people say to you, when people say you've regressed since you're called a trophy, that you're not the player you were as a rookie?
It's only natural to hear things like that, the way things have gone, especially this year. I'll be the first to admit I definitely need to turn things around. Get back on that path to improving and working on the things that have made me successful. And it's just a matter of working that much harder this offseason. I think I think I'm as prepared as I have been compared to previous years. The way this year went, a lot of guys are going to be a lot more focused.
Take us through this injury. I mean, turned out you played several shifts. You broke your own leg. It was on the Subban shots at the 5-on-3, right?
Yeah. It hurt at the time. Right when it happened, I think I was more focused on killing off the penalty. I didn't really think about it too much. And then you know, in between periods, it was pretty sore, but I just thought it was a really bad bone bruise. Started to feel a little bit more and more as the game went on. And even after the game, I still thought it was just going to be a really bad bone bruise, but I ended up getting an X-ray and didn't turn out the way I wanted.
You had to be shocked when they told you that news, right?
Yeah, it was. I wasn't expecting it. Didn't feel very good to hear that. But same time, it could have been a blessing in disguise. It got me to work with our strength guys here for a few weeks. Had a lot of talks about what was expected, what was needed, and just more preparation going into the offseason.
How shocking is this whole year? Not just when they make the playoffs, but Lindy gets fired, I'm going to trade him, no one kind of status turned out. You guys showed up January 20th, and I never imagined you standing here today without that thing.
A lot of changes for sure. It was a strange year. I had never been a part of anything that drastic before, and it was new territory for me. But at the same time, I think every guy in the room knows it's a business, and things like that are going to happen, especially the way things were going. So it's just. We have to come together with the group we have and start playing the way we need to.
Did you need that surgery on the broken bone?
No, it was the best possible scenario. It was a hairline, so no displacement, no surgery, just 4 to 6 weeks, just like there shouldn't be any problems with it.
Next guy's Tyler.